Page 174, Switching Tables. The next day at lunch, stupid me, I sat down at a table with Tristan, Nino, and Pablo. I thought maybe they were safe because they weren't really considered popular, but they weren't out there playing D&D at recess either. They were sort of in-betweeners. And at first, I thought I scored because they were basically too nice to not acknowledge my presence when I walked over to the table. They all said hey, though I could tell they looked at each other. But then the same thing happened that happened yesterday. Our lunch table was called, they got their food, and then headed toward a new table on the other side of the cafeteria. Unfortunately, Mrs. G, who was the lunch teacher that day, saw what happened and chased after them. "That's not allowed, boys," she scolded them loudly. "This is not that kind of school. You get right back to your table." Oh, great. Like that was going to help. Before they could be forced to sit back down at the table, I got up with my tray and walked away really fast. I could hear Mrs. G call my name, but I pretended not to hear and just kept walking to the other side of the cafeteria behind the lunch counter. "Sit with us, Jack." It was summer. She and August were sitting at their table, and they were both waving me over. Why I didn't sit with August the first day of school. Okay, I'm a total hypocrite, I know. That very first day of school, I remember seeing August in the cafeteria. Everybody was looking at him, talking about him. Back then, no one was used to his face or even knew he was coming to Beecher, so it was a total for shocker for a lot of people to see him there on the first day of school. Most kids were even afraid to get near him. So when I saw him going into the cafeteria ahead of me, I knew he'd have no one to sit with, but I just couldn't bring myself to sit with him. I'd been hanging out with him all morning long because we had so many classes together, and I guess I was just kind of wanting a little normal time to chill with the other kids. So when I saw him move to a table on the other side of the lunch counter, I purposely found a table as far away from there as I could find. I sat down with Isaiah and Luca, even though I'd never met them before, and we talked about baseball the whole time, and I played basketball with them at recess. They became my lunch table from then on. I heard Summer had sat down with August, which surprised me, because I knew for a fact she wasn't one of the kids that Tushman had talked to about being friends with Augie. So I knew she was doing it just to be nice, and that was pretty brave, I thought. So now here I was, sitting with Summer and August, and they were being totally nice to me as always. I filled them in about everything Charlotte had told me, except for the whole big part about my having snapped under the pressure of being Augie's friend, or the part about Julian's mom saying that Augie had special needs, or the part about the school board. I guess all I really told them about how was Julian had a holiday party and managed to turn the whole grade against me. "It just feels so weird," I said, "to not have people talking to you, pretending you don't even exist." Augie started smiling. "You think?" he said sarcastically. "Welcome to my world." Sides. "So here are the official sides," said Summer at lunch the next day. She pulled out a folded piece of loose sweet paper and opened it. It had three columns of names. Jack's side, Jack, August, Reed, Max G, Max W. Julian's side, Miles, Henry, Amos, Simon, Tristan, Pablo, Nino, Isaiah, Luca, Jake, Toland, Roman, Ben, Emmanuel, Zeke, Tommaso. Neutrals, Malik, Remo, Jose, Leaf, Ram, Ivan, Russell. "Where'd you get this?" said Augie, looking over my shoulder as I read the list. "Charlotte made it," Summer answered quickly. "She gave it to me last period. She said she thought you should know who was on your side, Jack." "Yeah, not many people, that's for sure," I said. "Reed is," she said, "and the two Maxes." "Great, the nerds are on my side." "Don't be mean," said Summer. "I think Charlotte likes you, by the way." "Yeah, I know." "Are you going to ask her out?" "Are you kidding? I can't now that everybody's acting like I have the plague." The second I said it, I realized I shouldn't have said it. There was this awkward moment of silence. I looked at Augie. "It's okay," he said. "I knew about that." "Sorry, dude," I said. "I didn't know they call it the plague, though," he said. "I figured it was more like the cheese touch or something." "Oh yeah, like in Diary of a Wimpy Kid," I nodded. "The plague actually sounds cooler," he joked. "Like someone could catch the black plague of the black death of ugliness." As he said it, he made air quotes. "I think it's awful," said Summer, but Augie shrugged while taking a big sip from his juice box. "Anyway, I'm not asking Charlotte out," I said. "My mom thinks we're all too young to be dating anyway," she answered. "What if Reed asked you out?" I said. "Would you go?" I could tell she was surprised. "No," she said. "I'm just asking," I laughed. She shook her head and smiled. "Why, what do you know?" Nothing. I'm just asking, I said. I actually agree with my mom, she said. I do think we're too young to be dating. I mean, I just don't see what the rush is. Yeah, I agree, said August. Which is kind of a shame, you know, with all those babes who keep throwing themselves at me and stuff. He said this in such a funny way that the milk I was drinking came out my nose when I laughed, which made us all totally crack up.